This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Tech It Out. This is episode 340. Hope you're all having a great day today. And, of course, depending on where you live, you may be able to catch the total solar eclipse on Monday, April the 8th. Very exciting. Not coming back until 2044 for those on the West Coast and 2045 for everyone else. And so because of how rare this is, you may be tempted to photograph this natural occurrence. But, hey, make sure that you don't just protect your eyes, but your smartphone lens as well. If you are going to use your smartphone to take a picture, for as low as $10, you can pick up a solar filter that you can put in front of the camera lens on your smartphone so you don't hurt the sensor. In fact, NASA confirmed that you can damage your phone if you don't have any protection, or you can take a spare pair of solar glasses that you may not need and use one of those lenses to put in front. That'll do the trick as well. It's going to look like a little white dot. The photos may not turn out how you want because what you see with your eyes is going to look much bigger and better than what your smartphone can handle. So you can try to zoom in if you like, but again, just make sure that both your eyes and your smartphone's eye, the lens, is protected with a filter so you don't damage it. But have fun on Monday if you're in the path of this total solar eclipse. All right, we have a great Tech It Out show planned for you this hour with several guests. Off the top of the show, we'll chat with Visa's James Murfin about how to best protect your purchases while online to avoid scammers and other cybersecurity tips to keep in mind in the digital age. On a related note, we'll also talk with T-Mobile this hour about its Scam Shield app. As the name suggests, it can protect you from spammers and scammers, so both annoying robocalls from marketers as well as fraudsters, and we'll hear all about that with Steve Carlson from T-Mobile on today's program. We'll also chat with Google this hour, two spokespersons that I had the pleasure of interviewing in New York last week at a travel-themed event. We'll learn how Google Search and Google Maps can enhance your summer travels, and so I'll play both of those during Tech It Out as well. All of this and more on a brand new Tech It Out powered by Intel Core Ultra PCs, which I'll tell you more about shortly. But let's officially kick off the new show with our first interview. Not a day goes by that we don't hear about yet another cyber attack or a data breach or a scam affecting not just businesses and governments, but us regular folks too. Clearly, there is money to be made from victims, which is why these fraudsters exist. Thankfully, the good guys are fighting back to help protect your identity and devices. To explain, we're joined by Visa's James Murfin. James is Senior Vice President, Global Head of Risk and Identity Solutions at the company. Welcome to the show, James. Good to chat with you.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me here.
Before we talk about how Visa is leveraging technology to help fight back against these malicious types out there, these fraudsters, tell us, please, a bit about Visa and how much the company has invested in this space over the past few years.
Yeah, it's a great question. As you say, the bad guys are spending a lot to try and attack everyone else. So Visa's invested a huge amount of money in this space. Over the last 5 years, we've spent over $10 billion on technology capabilities to try and counter some of those threats. We employ over 1,000 people in the cyber space. And as a result, we've got a network that runs at six nines of reliability. So 99.9999% availability. Which is really important when merchants want to accept payments and consumers want to be able to make payments. And as a result of that investment, just to illustrate how big this challenge is, we blocked over $40 billion of fraudulent activity on the network last year, which was nearly double what we saw the year before.
And it must be challenging because people want these transactions to go through quickly as well. Like, you know, if I'm shopping online and I'm using my Visa as I do, I don't want to sacrifice security for convenience. Like, I want it all. And I'm sure I'm not alone. So it's amazing how quickly Visa can process these transactions yet keep it secure. You know, again, with an investment to the tune of billions with a B, that's really impressive.
Yeah, it's not easy to do. And it's a combination, as you say, of balancing friction and fraud. And every one of our clients is trying to get that right so that you don't inadvertently disrupt a good consumer, but you do stop the bad guys. And so we're using cutting edge technology. We're using artificial intelligence and data and analytics to try and get that combination right and to proactively disrupt fraud across the network and beyond the network as well.
So with that in mind, James, can you talk to us how Visa is protecting that entire ecosystem, again, from the consumer to the merchant, as well as the issuers like banks and credit unions, full circle?
Yeah, it's a combination of technology and people. I mean, the technology is one thing, but you need great talented people that can work with that. So we've got teams of data scientists, we've got technology professionals that are developing these products and processes to prevent risk across the payments ecosystem. We do that and we save consumers and merchants billions by proactively disrupting that fraud. We also work with the community at large. So whether that's the intelligence community, law enforcement and other payment ecosystem participants, so banks, financial institutions, you know, resellers, systems integrators. So it's a full ecosystem level approach that we take to managing that.
And I know maybe this is AI, James, but when I use my Visa at retail or online and I'm not in the city where I live in, maybe it's another country, or if it's an unusual amount, like a very high amount based on my habits, patterns or algorithms are going on in the back end, but my bank will reach out and say, was this you? So I love that. It's like peace of mind knowing that they got my back.
Yeah. And again, that's a combination of some of the products that we run, the advanced artificial intelligence model that we run that will flag those transactions as higher risk or lower risk.
Right.
And to your point, doing that in real time, I mean, that indication of risk is happening in milliseconds. And, you know, then the banks can challenge that transaction. They can ask you for more information. They can push out a one-time password. So yeah, it's all a combination of AI and rules that either Visa implements or that the banks or the merchants implement for that transaction as well.
When it comes to protecting identity theft, how is Visa leveraging technology to detect these kinds of risks?
Yeah, we look across the spectrum. So we're investing in technology, things like tokenization, obviously to protect payment credentials more broadly. It's a good way to take the personal information out of that transaction and out of the information that's flowing. I touched on AI and what that's done to protect clients. And we've recently announced a number of new products to try and protect payments as well. So I think last week we announced three new AI-powered solutions as part of our Visa Protect suite to help block fraud. And all of those are being deployed to try and help either issuers or merchants, or in fact, other banks that are making payments across other networks as well to try and protect those. So it's not just about, you know, payments on the Visa network, but what we're doing around some of the other types of payments where we're seeing the impact of identity fraud or scams and other things happening. And I can talk a bit more about that if that's helpful.
Yeah, I would love to, as well as what we can do as regular shoppers to better protect ourselves, even if we're not tech savvy. Before that, though, just want to quickly clarify, James, tokenization is when the merchant never sees your actual card number. It's like an alphanumeric code or long string of characters that they see, and that's to protect you and them, right? Is that fair?
I think it's a great way to explain it. Yeah, in simple terms, it's a way to mask that that information, the card number that's on your card and other elements of that transaction, so to protect it and not to have those flying around the network. Exactly.
Yeah, and I know Visa helped pioneer that tokenization technology. We are talking about fighting back against cyber criminals with James Murfin. He's SVP, Global Head of Risk and Identity Solutions at Visa. And we will get to what we can do to reduce the odds of becoming a victim of an attack. But let's just chat a bit more about AI, if that's all right. Is AI being used both from the likes of Visa to help detect these scams and data breaches, as well as I know the fraudsters are using AI to more convincingly trick us into believing that that email or text is authentic? So I guess it's like a bit of a cat and mouse game.
It is. I always describe it as an arms race. So yeah, we are absolutely using AI in the products that we're delivering. One of the ones we announced last week was to provide real-time account-to-account payment protection. So beyond the Visa network, as you'll have seen, you mentioned some of these things like scams, and I'll talk more about those in a second. But all of those things, romance scams and investment scams, unfortunately, a lot of those, they're ending up in payments happening on faster payment or real-time payment networks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, banks are losing a lot of money. I think there was a number shared in the UK last year, or consumers losing, was about £485 million lost in the UK last year to push payment fraud. And that's just the reported fraud. We know the numbers are much bigger because people are embarrassed to say what happened.
Great point.
We launched an AI-based product to help banks decision those real-time payment transactions, like they can decision a card payment on our network, and to actually block payments that we've flagged based on AI models as being suspicious. So that was something we announced last week. So that's the example of where we're using AI to try and stop it. But yeah, to your point, the cyber criminals and the organized crime gangs are using AI. The way I think about it is they're taking new technology to old techniques. So whether it's romance scams, whether it's investment scams, I mean, there's one that we've heard a lot of headlines around, which is pig butchering. It's a terrible name, but it's taking advantage of things like Valentine's Day or, you know, holidays, and using social media and dating sites and luring victims into online relationships, convincing them to invest in things or send money. And unfortunately, they lose those. So they're using AI to have more convincing campaigns or more convincing phishing emails. And there's just so many examples. Visa published a biannual threats report a few weeks ago, which we do every 6 months, which talked about a whole bunch of these different types of scams and things for people to be aware of. It's available on the Visa website. And so if people are interested to understand what the criminals are doing, it's a great piece of information you can read to try and educate yourself around some of these things.
All right, pig butchering. Obviously a bit of a strange name, as you had said, James. Can you explain where that name came from?
It's a terrible name, but the idea is, I think, that a butcher fattens a pig up before slaughter. And so the whole concept of pig butchering and those types of scams is it's something that's nurtured for a period of time. So, you know, an innocent consumer's lured into a relationship and they're lured into an ongoing engagement with a criminal who's encouraging them to do things over time. So it could be investing in a fake cryptocurrency platform, or it could be a romance scam. It takes lots of forms, but it's about building up to a very big loss event at some point in time. So it's an interesting use of the term. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people. We actually did a survey and found that over 10% of the adults that we surveyed had been targeted in a pig butchering scam. So this is happening at scale.
Wow. More with Visa's James Murfin when we return on Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself, instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized, as it's analyzing your data, plus it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation Radio with Mark Angelides.
Now, the flip side of that coin is, of course, much like the Fonnie Willis prosecution in Georgia, perhaps it's done more damage to the progressive campaign to cancel Donald Trump than it has to Donald Trump's electoral prospects. So that's all fascinating grist for the mill, I think.
Liberty Nation Radio.
Golf commentary continues to evolve. At the 2024 Masters, IBM will debut more new features on the Masters app and Masters.com for an even more personalized fan experience. Building on last year's AI-generated narration, IBM has incorporated more generative AI capabilities thanks to Watson X, with large language models taught to understand and speak Spanish, not simply translate the English narration, to deliver the most authentic audio and closed captioning experiences to Spanish-speaking fans. IBM is also bringing shot-by-shot hole insights to the Masters digital platforms, providing detailed breakdowns of current and historical play at any given course hole. This includes real-time data of how a hole has been played during the tournament, projections based on data, and historical analysis based on more than 170,000 shots and ball positions on the course. Paired with the Track Shots feature, Hole Insights enables fans with the ability to receive insights based on live tournament shots for the first time. To see IBM's technology in action, visit Masters.com or the Masters app on your mobile device. Sponsored by IBM.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear pink day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. Before we continue on with Visa, a huge thank you to Intel. Intel Core Ultra processors represent the largest shift in Intel CPU design in more than 40 years, adding generative AI capabilities to the laptop itself. This makes accessing your data more personalized, faster, and more secure than leveraging the cloud. Get immediate results by asking your computer something like, "Show me the email where I was promised a raise," or "Where are my wedding photos? The AI PC is here." More info on Intel Core Ultra processors is at intel.com/core ultra. Hey, we are chatting with Visa's James Murfin. James is Senior Vice President, Global Head of Risk and Identity Solutions at Visa. We're chatting about protecting yourself while shopping and just generally spending time online. We're going to get to a bunch of general tips in a moment, but you were saying before the break, you were telling us about the term pig butchering, where the victim is gradually lured into making increasing contributions to the fraudsters. And I would think the problem is even bigger than you suggested, James, because let's face it, people are embarrassed. So they may have been a victim of these scams, but they're so embarrassed that they will not report it to the police or tell their family and friends about it. And so it's probably a much bigger problem than we realize. So I'm really happy that we're doing this interview, James. And with that in mind, any tips that you have for us, just as regular shoppers who are listening, even if they're not tech savvy, to avoid or at least reduce the odds of getting scammed?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the first thing I'd say on your last point is if you have been a victim of this, talk about it. If you can, report it to the police, tell your friends, because the more we can educate other people, this is happening a lot, the better informed people will be and the more aware to it they'll be, because we've talked about how the criminals are using technology. In terms of protecting yourself, there's a few things you can do to protect, you know, your financial identity. So monitor your bank and credit card statements, you know, look for unauthorized transactions, enable transaction alerts, enable things like second factor authentication so you get requested for a PIN or a step up authentication when you do transactions on your account. If you see anything suspicious, report it immediately to your financial institution. The other thing is to use secure payment methods. Not all forms of payment are equally secure. Payment cards, you know, Visa cards and others offer better fraud protection than other methods. And so if you're making a payment to someone or you're being requested to make a payment, cards best, you know, think about whether you want to do a money transfer or wire transfer or use peer-to-peer payments, because not all transactions are equally protected. So, and fraudsters will usually try and go to those where you don't have protection.
Right, like Google Play cards or crypto or something.
Yeah, if it feels wrong, challenge it. You know, ask questions, report it. And then the other thing is if you get a suspicious phone call, protect your information. Don't disclose any personal information if someone calls you. Be wary of any requests for, you know, bank account information, social security, any information that's, you know, unique to you. Don't share it over the phone. Even if that phone call looks or sounds like it's from a friend or a family member. I mean, again, criminals are getting very clever at using technology to clone voice and do things like that. So don't necessarily trust it. You know, verify the caller's identity, check the phone number. And if in doubt, and if it doesn't feel right, end the call and then call back the person who you thought it was, because they can also spoof phone numbers and phone IDs. So even if your phone says it's from your spouse, child, you know, relative, friend, don't necessarily trust that. You know, when you go online, protect yourself online. Use very strong passwords. Use unique passwords. Don't use the same password multiple times. As I said, enable second-factor authentication. I would say for any online account you've got where that's an option, you should absolutely set it up. It makes it much harder for criminals to access your online accounts. Makes it much harder if they do access it to then change passwords or emails or phone numbers that are attached to those accounts. So always do that. And be cautious with emails and messages. Never click on links, you know, that you get in a text message or an unsolicited email. Check with the sender before you do that. Call their customer service line if it's supposed to be from your bank, or go through your mobile banking app. Keep everything updated. If you're using a phone or you're using a tablet or a device, make sure you're applying the security patches. The hardware vendors do a great job and the software vendors do a great job of trying to keep up and try and protect you. But there's an onus on all of us to make sure that we update all of our devices as well.
Wow, so many great tips. That was like a dozen really helpful tips. If anybody's listening to this in podcast form, hit rewind about 2 minutes and listen to those dozen tips, because they were all genius. Thank you. Great advice. So James, the best call to action would be visa.com/security to read that report as well.
Yeah, there's lots of information on there. There's reports and there's tips and guidance that we provide to help keep people safe online, and we update that regularly. So definitely a place to bookmark and go back to and familiarize yourself if you're concerned about security or you just want a reminder of things that you should be wary of.
All right, so visa.com/security. James, great chatting with you. Thank you so much for your time and your expertise. It's been great talking to you.
Thanks, Mark.
Hey, if you want to reach out on social media, I love hearing from Tech It Out listeners. I'll spell my name in a moment, but maybe you've got a tech question for me or a recommendation for an upcoming guest or topic that you'd like me to tackle. Or even if you just want to say hi, let me know where you're tuning in to Tech It Out from, what city or town that you're in, and what station that you're listening to this national show on, or maybe it's in podcast form. I always love interacting with Tech It Out listeners. So it's Mark Saltman, MarcSalt. T-Z-M-A-N, Mark Saltzman. Again, it's Mark the C, Saltzman with a Z. And I'm on all the social media platforms that you would expect, like X, formerly Twitter, Threads, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and even TikTok. It was fun to have a viral hit coming out of the Consumer Electronics Show, where I've got almost 1.8 million views of this transparent LG TV that I shot a one-minute video about at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, and 40,000 comments and shares and stuff like that. So really great stuff. If you want to see that, that's on Instagram. It was an Instagram reel that went like gangbusters. Really cool when that happens, because it's unpredictable. You know, I'd love to say that I can do that on demand, but yeah, sometimes the algorithm just catches at the right time with the right hashtags and it gets shared and that kind of thing. So very cool stuff. All right, so there's a lot more Tech It Out to get to. We're going to catch up with T-Mobile to hear about Scam Shield, to continue our conversation from Visa on that same topic. And then Google will join us to talk about travel tech. So a lot more Tech It Out coming right up. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech It Out. Whether it's robocalls or spam or downright scams, no one wants to pick up the phone anymore. Same goes for the many text messages that we tend to get. These marketers and fraudsters have ruined it for everyone. Well, T-Mobile has just released its annual scam and robocall report, detailing data on ongoing scam tactics and emerging trends for 2024. And so here to tell us all about it and its Scam Shield service to help keep you connected and protected, we're joined by Steve Carlson, spokesperson with T-Mobile. Thanks for your time, Steve. Good to have you back on the program.
Hey, Mark, thanks so much for having us. It's a pleasure to speak with you and talk about scam calls.
It's one of those pains in everybody's side, but something that I know can be reduced. So I'm excited to chat with you about it. Before we talk about Scam Shield, though, and the findings from your new report, please tell us a bit about T-Mobile, which I believe turned 25 this year.
Yes. Yeah. It's been a happy birthday.
Old enough to rent a car now.
Right. Yeah. I know. It's a huge milestone. I think that means you can run for Congress now too.
There you go.
That point. Interestingly, you know, so much of what we do to protect our customers from scam calls is a result of how we manage the network. And the network continues to be the big story at T-Mobile. We've got the largest, fastest, and most awarded 5G network in the U.S. Our 5G network covers 330 million people, and our ultra-capacity 5G, which your listeners who are very tech-savvy would know is the mid-band type of 5G, covers 300 million people nationwide. And that's fantastic. I mean, that's the kind of 5G that is both super fast, gives you hundreds of megabits per second in your home, but it also travels really far. So it's going to propagate far from the towers. You're going to get good coverage in around your house and all those places that are important to you. And that's really big. And then, you know, the second part of the story is really about continuing to deliver for our customers and finding new ways to serve our customers. And that's been a part of what has really been the Un-carrier promise for our customers for several years.
And one of those elements may be Scam Shield.
Yes. So Scam Shield is a proprietary suite of tools. It's like, I think of all the different weapons in your arsenal that we give to our customers to protect them from scam calls. And this shows up in a lot of ways. The first of which is Scam ID. And we've all had scam calls coming in, unfortunately. And when it hits your phone, it'll actually say scam likely. And then, of course, you can decide if you want to take it or not. There's also an opt-in option called scam block. And when you choose to do scam block, that call that T-Mobile flags as likely being a scam won't even show up on your phone. At the network level, we will identify it, we'll block it, and it never even goes to your phone. That's pretty slick. We've also got some other things that if you are being targeted frequently for scam calls, you can get a free second phone number, and you can use that number for your marketing, you know, when you have to fill a phone number out when you sign up for something or applications and things like that.
Right.
Use that number and keep your primary number separate from all that. But if it does get out of hand, if you do continue to get a lot of scam calls, you can also just change your number for free. We'll do that for you. I know some people, if you've had your number for a long time, it might be hard to pull away from it, but we'll change that for you. And that's all part of the Scam Shield suite of services.
What happens, though, when the number is spoofed? And let's say you live in Chicago, so you see a 312 number come through, and you're like, okay, I'm going to answer it. It's probably somebody in the city. But it's not. It's someone overseas, and spoofing that 312 number. Can Scam Shield catch that?
So if the call already gets through, what you can do is report that number back. And we have our ways of constantly updating our network with new numbers, and we will take feedback from customers to update those algorithms that we use and all our other proprietary machine learning and AI tools that we built into the network so that we can stay one step ahead of the scam.
So how would Scam Shield then, Steve, be different than an app like RoboKiller or Truecaller? They were on this show a couple of months ago, Truecaller. Is it similar technology, or you said it was proprietary, right?
Yeah. What's different about Scam Shield is it's not an app that sits on your phone, or at least that's not where the protection lies. It actually gets handled in the T-Mobile network. So the calls don't even make it to your phone, for instance, with ScamBlock. So a call enters our network. We have tools and, like I said, machine learning, AI, and algorithms that help identify how calls are traveling through our network. And we have these other ways of identifying these things. And we make the assessment there. So then, like I said, when the call goes to your phone, it's already identified as scam likely, or we can block it entirely with scam block
Right.
That's a big part of how they function differently. But what's also really cool is that Scam Shield's completely free. I mean, if you're a T-Mobile customer, all the scam ID, the scam blocking, enhanced caller ID, second numbers, that's all free for just being a T-Mobile customer. We do also have a Scam Shield Premium, which is an extra $4 per month per line. And with that, you can manage your own call block list. You can do some really fancy organization of your voicemails, automatically send calls to voicemail. You can categorize calls that get sent to voicemail. We've got reverse phone lookup, things like that. And like I said, for premium, that's just an extra $4 per month per line.
If you're not a T-Mobile customer, can you pay for that service?
You cannot, but we make it really easy to become a T-Mobile customer. we've got that process down, and I'm happy to talk about that, too.
I figured that was the case. We are chatting with Steve Carlson. He's Senior Manager of Communications at T-Mobile. He's a spokesperson for the company. We are chatting about Scam Shield, which helps protect you from unwanted calls and texts, too. Correct, Steve?
Yeah, we also have a way to protect our customers from scam text. Now, this is outside of the Scam Shield suite of services, but we've been using our own tools for protecting our customers since 2014 for protecting them from scam texts. And this is, like I said, outside of Scam Shield, but it's all free and it's still part of being a T-Mobile customer.
Without further ado, let's now hear about your recently published Scam and Robocall Report. This is an annual report. Please talk to us about the key findings.
Yeah, this is our fourth year of doing a scam call report, and I'm happy to say we have good news for the first time. So we started this in 2020, and year over year, the number of scam call attempts that we've blocked have doubled. 2020, it was almost 10 billion. In 2021, it was 21 billion with a B. 2022, it was 40 billion calls that we identified or blocked for our customers. This last year, 2023, our last year of full data, that number was cut in half. We only had to identify or block about 20 billion calls in 2023. That's still an amazing 628 calls every second, but it shows how many interventions from like the federal government and the wireless providers and increased technology on the scam prevention side that T-Mobile has that is cutting down on the scam call attempts significantly.
Even if you're not a T-Mobile subscriber, we'll have tips on how to fight back against scammers and spammers when we return on Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized as it's analyzing your data, plus it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation Radio with Mark Angelides.
Now, the flip side of that coin is, of course, much like the Fani Willis prosecution in Georgia, perhaps it's done more damage to the progressive campaign to cancel Donald Trump than it has to Donald Trump's electoral prospects. So that's all fascinating grist for the mill, I think.
Liberty Nation Radio.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
All they want to do is keep you poor and stupid. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Some in the media are trying to tell you it's bad if your prices go down, causing a deflation spiral. If prices go down, are people really going to hold off on buying things? Doesn't everyone need groceries? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see space for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see space? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Listening to Tech It Out. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. We're chatting with Steve Carlson, spokesperson with T-Mobile, to learn about Scam Shield. This is an app to protect customers. We'll talk about what you can do even if you're not a T-Mobile customer in a moment. But just before the break, Steve, you mentioned how the good news is, according to your latest report, that scam and spam attempts are down year over year. That is a good sign indeed.
Yeah, so we're still out there and out in front protecting our customers, but we're able to do less because fewer calls now are going through thanks to, like I said, the federal government's intervention and more cooperation from wireless providers too.
Yeah, that's good to know. What could we expect in 2024, Steve? I understand this report also looks at emerging trends.
What we're seeing largely regionally too, and this has been the case for a while, is that there are certain areas that get hit more frequently with scam calls. You look at some of the more populated areas and the more populated states, you're going to see more attempts just, you know, think about per capita in areas like Texas, California, Florida, New York. You'd expect those because there's more people there. But there are also more underlying trends in the number of scam calls based on where people live. For instance, in Texas, which has the highest volume of scam calls and quite significantly, they also have one of the highest rates of uninsured residents, and therefore you get lots of scam-related calls in Texas that are around Medicare. And in Florida and other areas where you see, you know, largely aging populations, scammers will generally target the elderly more frequently and senior citizens. So you see more attempts in some of those areas that have older, like I said, or uninsured populations.
Interesting regional differences that your data is uncovering. Why don't we end off on how to get going with Scam Shield, and maybe you've got some other tips outside of Scam Shield to help reduce the unwanted calls and texts that we all get.
Yeah, thank you. And there's lots of things that we can do, whether or not you're a T-Mobile customer, to protect yourself. First thing you can do is don't answer any calls from unknown numbers. It feels like today, you know, we don't call as much. We don't make calls as frequently as you. Texting, of course, is so ubiquitous now. But, you know, obviously businesses still rely on phone calls. If you don't know the number, if you don't recognize the number, you don't have to answer it. Let it go to voicemail. If they leave a phone number, you can call that number back and find out if it's legit, or look up the number online and find out if that's legitimately tied to a business. And some of it's just common sense. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Another thing to be aware of is if a caller is demanding like an immediate payment or some sort of urgent action on your part, that's a huge red flag because that's just not the kind of way that legitimate businesses do business.
Right.
Another thing to look out for is really bizarre requests to make payments. Like the IRS is never going to ask you to pay your taxes in the form of gift cards, for instance. but you know, believe it or not, there's scammers that try to do, you know, that those are huge red flags. But lastly, don't give out things like social security numbers, personal information, anything like that. Mother's maiden name, for instance, you know, those are things that scammers can use to start to build a profile on you and start to find ways to infiltrate your information.
Right.
So, you know, be skeptical, be vigilant. Yeah, like I said, some of the best ways just to protect yourself.
Yeah, all great advice. And then to get going with Scam Shield?
Yeah, to get going with Scam Shield, all you have to do is be a T-Mobile customer. If you aren't, go to T-Mobile.com, check it out. And if you are a T-Mobile customer, just download the Scam Shield app. Everything is in there to help you do things like manage Scam Block if you want to toggle it on or toggle it off, if you want to set up a second number, like I said, if you want to have a free second number just for using it for marketing purposes and applications and things, it's all managed in the app.
All right. And then finally, the best website to learn more?
Yeah, just go to t-mobile.com/scamshield, and it's all in there.
All right. T-mobile.com/scamshield takes you to the right page. Steve, thank you so much for chatting with us about this important topic. All the best. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate it.
So I'm here at this Google Travel event in New York City, as I mentioned earlier in the program, the penthouse floor of the Standard Hotel. I'm here with Andrew Ducci. He's Director of Product Management at Google, and he just gave us a demonstration on how you can leverage Google Maps in order to enhance your travel this summer. Good to see you.
Great. Thanks for being here, Mark.
And that was a really great demo. So forgive the ambient noise, everyone, but we are here at this great event. First, at a high level, the idea is that we all have Google Maps on our phones, and this can help you get the most out of your travels.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really trying to focus on how to make maps more useful for you when you're traveling, trying to do things out in the real world this summer. A couple of the quick highlights that I'll mention, we're working on bringing in lists from top sites, so New York Times, their 36 hours lists, Infatuation. So they're right there at your fingertips. You can discover them, save them, and then have them right there on your map. We're also trying to bring some insights about, you know, what are the top and trending things in an area, and also make our save place lists more useful, letting you custom order things or add links to, you know, where you discovered it, so it's easy to use when you're out and about.
All right, so I'm planning a weekend getaway to LA with my partner. I can then go to Google Maps even before I leave and start seeing, like, what are the places, the must-see places, according to publications like New York Times and other travel experts that want to share this info.
Yeah, exactly. And to the other travel experts, one of the other pieces we're looking at is bringing in lists from the Google Maps community. So we see people use lists to create really exciting things. So we'll be asking our Maps community to nominate some of those top lists and also bringing those into the app.
Glad you took my hint, because that's what I wanted to explain, that it's not just these big magazines and newspapers that have travel experts on board to help you find the best places to visit in a city, but also just regular folks who may curate a list based on their expertise. Like, it could be like an architect's guide to New York City, or a reggae music fan who's visiting Seattle saying, here are the five places you got to see.
There will be some blog posts coming soon to explain what's happening here. And for the features about lists, these will be coming out in the next couple weeks.
All right. Awesome, Andrew. Thanks so much for your time. Great event.
Great. Thank you so much.
We'll have more with Google from that New York City travel-related event when we return on Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not. No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win. Win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
On the Google search bar, whether you're on the Google app or on Google search on web or desktop, you can find out basically what is going on in the world around you through the use of images. So let's say, for example, you are roaming the streets of Rome or Germany or somewhere like
that. Sounds nice.
Or somewhere like that.
When we're leaving.
Well, you let me know. But basically, you see like maybe a poster and you want to understand, is this a concert? Is this a tour? What's going on? So you take a picture of it through Lens, and then you can use that to translate. So Lens Translate helps you translate around 100 different languages through this amazing little camera app. And one of the other use cases, it might be, say for example, you're on vacation and you spot a fabulous dress or a pair of sneakers and you want to know more about them, you want to get them for yourself, you can snap a photo of those sneakers, for example, and then Lens will show you similar results that you can shop for. You can also use multi-search, where basically you add text to that. So say, for example, with the sneaker search, you want them in green. So you take the photo, you search for it through Lens, and you add green, and then it will show you options that you can buy in green as well.
So it sounds like there's three applications here. One is to do a visual search instead of text. You can take a picture of something that you see and then do a search online using that photo to see where originated from or get more information on it. The second application that you've shared is the ability to translate from one language to another. Very handy if you're, say, overseas and you don't know what a menu is offering. You want to be able to see that in your native tongue. And the third is to add some text to that photo if you want to tweak what you're looking for. So you see some sneakers that you liked, but they were in white. You want to see if there's another color. You just type in that color and it'll refine your search. So thank you for that. You also showed, and I know this debuted a couple of months ago, Circle to Search, which is so convenient. Can you explain that to us?
Yes. Circle to Search is a really, really exciting new update we have added to the search tools. So basically, it's available on premium Android devices, for example, a Pixel or Samsung. We're hoping to expand it to more devices soon. But basically, you long press the white bar underneath your Pixel device, for example, and you might be in a social media app and you see a cool video. Let's say you're planning a trip to Korea and you see Korean corn dogs all over your social feed, and you long press that white bar and it will freeze the screen so that you are able to circle, squiggle, search for that item without having to swap around. So in the example of the Korean corn dog, it might actually be helpful while you're planning your dinner plans or you're planning to go to a street festival in whatever country you're in.
Yeah, it's super convenient. Again, like you said, it freezes whatever on the screen. It could also be whatever your camera sees. Like you can be in line at a Starbucks behind somebody and you like their purse, you can just use your camera, you don't even have to take a picture of it, to look at the purse, and then you can press and hold that bar at the bottom of the Pixel, circle that purse with your fingertip, and the bottom half of the screen then elevates, and so it's like a split screen now, and it'll do a search based on that image. So it's super convenient. Love it. And I can see all the applications for travelers as well, as you hinted at.
One of the things that we announced earlier this year is AI-powered insight. If you're using Circle to Search or you're using Lens, you can take a photo. For example, let's say you're in an art gallery and you see a piece of art that you love and you're like, why did they paint this? You can add to your search and say, why did they paint this? And you get AI-powered insights which can show you helpful links, but also a summary, just so you can dig a little bit deeper into whatever it is that you're searching for.
Or if you want to buy a print of what you're looking at, you can order it before you even left that museum, right? It could be on its way to you already.
Exactly.
Awesome, Charity. Great to chat with you. Thank you so much for carving out some time to talk.
All right. Thanks, Mark. luck.
Thank you to my awesome partners on Tech It Out, like Visa and Western Digital, and our title sponsor, Intel. The Intel Core Ultra Processor represents the largest shift in Intel CPU design in more than 40 years, adding generative AI capabilities to the laptop itself, making your data more personalized, faster, and more secure than leveraging the cloud. The AI PC era is here, ushered in by Intel. You can learn more about it at either intel.com/AIPC or intel.com/core ultra. Have a great rest of your day, everyone. Be safe if you're looking at that partial or total eclipse. Don't forget what I told you off the top about also protecting your smartphone's camera if you're trying to take a photo or video of it. And I look forward to chatting with you next weekend for another episode of Tech It Out. Bye for now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. A new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.